welcome to DriveCast. My name is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. Today I want to read a passage to you. It's in Luke 15, verse 1. It says, "Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to him, and the Pharisees and scribes grumbled, saying, 'This man receives sinners and eats with them.' So he told them this parable. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he had lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost.' Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance." I think it's interesting when you read the passage that it's in the context, he's sharing this story or parable in front of the religious elite. You know, the Pharisees and scribes were the people who were kind of the ruling class over Israel, because it was a theocracy, and the whole idea of Israel was that it was a nation that God was using to show the world who he was. So they were, supposed to be following God with all of their heart. And these leaders were the ones who said, okay, follow us, because we're the ones who know what's going on. And then Jesus tells a story in front of them and says, you know, hey, imagine you're a shepherd, which would have been completely beneath the ruling class people. But imagine you're a shepherd. You have 100 sheep, 99 are there, and you lose one. And he says, how many of you wouldn't absolutely go and find it, basically? And you would search for it and search for it and search for it. And then when you found it, you'd bring it back, and then you'd actually throw a party because you're that excited to get the one back. And he says, and I tell you, there'll be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people. This was a statement directly kind of opposing the religious elite, who created a class system of righteousness, that if you acted like they did, then you were considered righteous. If not, you were considered tax collectors and sinners. And when Jesus was hanging out with these tax collectors and sinners, it was those righteous people that were grumbling. Like, what kind of guy is Jesus? Who does he think he is, hanging out with those people? If he really were from God, he'd be hanging out with us, because we're the righteous people. And yet, Jesus tells a story to almost throw it back at him and say, look, don't you understand? I came for the lost sheep. I came for the ones who have wandered away. It just shows the heart of God. It shows the heart of God found in Christ, that when he sees us, and we're the sheep in the story, he sees us as those who need to be cared for, and we are the ones who wander away. And so he goes after us with a search. And then when he finds us, he has incredible joy. That just shares what is really inside of Christ, that he wants those who are considered the tax collectors and sinners. That's who he wants. He wants to go after them. And the righteous people, those who are, you know, self-righteous, if you will, they are, you know, to him, he's looking at them saying, look, there's no joy in you. There's no joy found in you. I'm looking for people, you know, that are lost, that I can find and bring back in. And that's what brings God joy. When I think about that passage, the one thing that kind of stands out to me is that we have a tendency, even though we would never say it, we have a tendency to think very much like the Pharisees do. The longer we've been in church, the more we start to see how, you know, church people are supposed to behave, the more we become offended by people who act differently. It's just kind of the nature of how it goes, that the longer you're in the church, the longer you're around people who act a certain, you know, have certain morals and whatnot, the more you become offended by those who don't share your morals. And the more we start to adopt the same heart of the Pharisees. But understand, that's not the heart of Christ. The heart of Christ looks deep into the soul of the person who's completely messed up and sees them as someone who's wandered away, and he goes after them. And God employs us, the believers, to be part of the mission, the rescue mission of God, that he wants us to have the same heart of Christ to go after people, to draw them in. And I think that's the beauty of the gospel, that not only has he saved us, but that he must want to save others. And that makes me try to have more compassion and more love for those who don't act the way that I do, who don't think the way that I do, and whose behaviors somewhat offend me. God, I pray that I would have your heart for people, that I would look out for those who have wandered away. God, I pray that you'd protect me from having the heart of a Pharisee, and help me to have your heart. I ask that in your son's name. Amen. just take a second and ask God to keep your heart soft and keep your heart more like His this year, and that He would put people in your life that you can reach out to. So take some time and pray with that. Until next time, God bless.